Chipmunks. What do you call destructive animals like that? Any special word for just general small animals that are destructive? Mm-hmm. We got to get rid of these.
Pests?
How about varmints?
Well, a varmint makes me think of a rat.
Uh-huh. Do you use the word?
A varmint?
Uh-huh. Am I putting things here in your mouth that I shouldn't?
No, I really don't. And to me, that's just, if I was real mad about something, I'd call it a varmint.
Why are you varmint? Mm-hmm. I gather that your normal word would be pest.
Uh-huh.
And, the reptile with the horns on his head.
Horny toad?
Uh-huh. And the one that, the not reptile, but the animal that you might find around a pond.
The frog.
And how about the
or
great
toad.
Big one? The great big one.
The grandfather frog? Bullfrog?
Yeah. Any special term for these small green frogs that make such a wicked racket? About that long? You think they're big as a horse? Are oyster suppers common, or were they oyster suppers? Were they a common occurrence here?
Oh, they have two at Manitou yearly. The PTA does.
Uh-huh. And where do they get the food?
From the Gulf.
Uh-huh. Ship it in, or?
Well, there are quite a few people from here go down to the Gulf fishing.
Uh-huh.
And they usually take care of it. The local ones about seeing about the supply.
Uh-huh. Supply of what?
Oysters.
Oh. You mentioned fishing. When you go fishing, what do you take along?
You mean your rod and reel, or your fishing poles, or the bait?
Bait? Mm-hmm. What do you use for bait?
Well, worms.
Mm-hmm. Big ones, little
ones? Red worms.
Uh-huh. Anything else? How about little fish?
Some people do.
Any special term for those?
Minnows.
Uh-huh. And these fish-like things that you'll find in mud puddles, they look like a lobster?
Oh, crawdads.
Uh-huh.
And bloodsuckers.
Oh, dear.
The children go over here for the school.
I heard her say something in there. I bet she hears that.
It'll help, huh? How about this animal with a hard shell that you find there?
The turtle.
The turtle? And is this one you'd find in water or on dry land?
Around here is the land turtle.
Uh-huh. That's the one that you find
in the terrapin. Right,
yeah. Are you a fisherman?
He wants you to answer instead of
say yes or no. No, we went. We could go Sunday to take the children mainly, you know, for a picnic and an outing.
See what.
I think I asked you this the other day, the insect that you'll find around
the
pond.
Chigger.
The
chigger was, you asked me about the chigger the other day.
This is one I was thinking of that has two sets of wings.
The horsefly?
Well, this one you'll just find around water mainly. Looks about like that, or something like that. This one be blue or green, perhaps?
The blue fly.
Blue fly?
Mm-hmm.
And they're about that long?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it? Blue fly?
A blue fly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one. I've heard him called a blue bottle, and a snake doctor, and a snake feeder.
Mm-hmm.
Blue fly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by George.
Maybe I call it that because I don't know any better name.
That's no,
well,
you call it that because
you
that's its name.
Call it.
Mm-hmm.
Snake doctors.
Did you ever catch these?
Mm-mm.
You ever try to?
No. Caught lightning bugs, but no desire to go after those.
They're harmless little things, but they'll certainly kill mosquitoes. Pick them up right in the air. They're just as fast. How about stinging insects that fly?
Wasps.
Wasps?
Hornets.
Hornets? Is there a difference between wasps and hornets?
A wasp is larger.
Uh-huh. How about their nests? Do they make them in the same place, or?
Well, a hornet nest is usually larger. A wasp nest is just
smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They're just similar.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out why this tape was going so fast, and now I know.
Why?
I've got it on 7.5 feet per second. That means it goes twice as fast.
Do you need to do something about it?
No, it's all right. How about these wasps with a yellow bottom? You call those anything special? Maybe they have yellow stripes.
That's not the mud dauber.
Mud dauber?
There's a wasp is called a mud dauber.
Uh-huh.
There's a,